الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As we have been hearing, this month of Sha'ban is Muqaddima. It is the stepping stone, it is the introduction. And primarily, if we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the testimonials given by the companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sha'ban constituted in the life of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very, very important means of preparation. For Sayyidu Shuhur, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Tawbah, شهر الدعاء شهر الإنابة شهر الصيام شهر القرآن شهر العتق من النيران The benevolent, supreme, splendid, magnificent guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every person of Iman should be eagerly anticipating the month of Ramadan. Importantly, this period requires every one of us to be checking how much preparation for Ramadan are we engaged in. You ask somebody the question today, Bhai, are you ready for Ramadan? Yes, the halim has been ordered. The samosas and the bhajiyas, I've given the order in advance, the freezers are stacked. Masajid also are making mashwara. Ramadan is coming, we have to sort out the iftar. The question is that the preparation for Ramadan? The objective of fasting, is it just abstention from food and drink? Many of us from the day Ramadan starts, if you ask the Masturat particularly, they'd be very fickle and worried, what? I have to get the Eid clothing sorted out. So 1 month before, we are worried about the clothing for Eid. 1 month before Ramadan, we are worried about the iftari and sehri of Ramadan, the food. What is the actual preparation? Sha'ban is muqaddima for Ramadan. Ramadan, the goal is not abstention from food and drink. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, what is the goal of Ramadan? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Prepare for Ramadan in such a way that at the end of Ramadan or during Ramadan you become muttaqi, the friend of Allah. That is the preparation. That is the goal and objective of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And with that taqwa, there's one very big prize. And what is that prize? The forgiveness of Allah. Maghfirat. What is that prize? Emancipation from Jahannam. Otherwise, if our preparation for Ramadan and our attitude towards Ramadan does not achieve that, then my respected brothers, sad to say, we will have become the recipients of not just a warning, but a curse from a Zat and a personality who is Rahmah, head to toe mercy. He cursed that Ummati who finds Ramadan and fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. So on the one hand, our imani anticipation and fervor for Ramadan every day should be increasing. On the other hand, we should be very, very worried. Am I preparing? Now you ask somebody, as I raised the question earlier, what is the preparation? Allah's qasam, filling the freezer is not the preparation. What is the preparation for Ramadan? First, Shahru Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. That Qur'an that from last year, Eid, illa mashallah, majority of us consigned to some shelf. We barely sat in one majlis of tafsir of Qur'an. We barely connected ourselves with Qur'an. In Shaban at least, start our reconnection, our reacquainting ourselves with Qur'an. Ramadan is Qur'an. And Qur'an, Allahu Akbar, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell the Sahaba? Inna hadhihi al-quluba tasda. Like I said, the goal of Ramadan is taqwa. And where is taqwa? Taqwa is not in the eyes. Taqwa is not in the ears. Taqwa is not in the hands. Taqwa is not in the feet. All these are the exhibitions of taqwa. Where is taqwa? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his chest, to his heart, and he said, At-taqwa hahuna. Taqwa is here. So more than the preparation of the body is the preparation of the heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna hadhihi al-quluba tasda. He said, this heart rusts. Physiologically, biologically, if you look at it, there is no softer limb in the body. It doesn't have a single bone. This heart is just a piece of flesh. It's very soft. It's the one limb in the body that has no bone. Yet, if left unchecked, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَهِيَ أَشَدُّ قَصْوَةً مِّنَ الْحِجَارَةِ ثُمَّ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. This heart becomes very, very hard. How hard? Harder than stone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, "In hadi al-qurub tasda." This heart rusts; it degenerates; it becomes hard. Today, the overflow of masiyat, of sin, azan falling on deaf ears, barred door of dunya, as if you are not going to die. All, what is this? An indication that the heart has become hard. وَإِنَّ قَلْبَ الْقَاسِ أَبْعَدْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And there is nothing that will distance you from Allah. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's maghfirat, Allah's favor, Allah's love. There is nothing that will distance you more from that than a hard heart. So Sahaba asked, مَا جِلَاوْهَا. How can we soften the heart? How can we, not only hadith, Quran, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith, kitaban mutashabihan mathani, taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum, thumma talinu juluduhum, wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. In this verse of the Quran, I'm not going to go into the detail. What does Allah tell us? Allah says, we send down upon you the best of speech, kalamullah, the Quran. And what will this Quran will do? Talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum. It will soften your heart. If you will connect with the Quran, Sahaba's majilauha, the hard ras, Ya Rasulullah, what is the chemical detergent? How can I attend to this heart? How can I soften this heart? How can I remove the barrier from Allah's closeness? He said, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran. Reacquaint yourself with the Quran. Don't wait for Ramadan. Quran has to be a daily part of our lives. Our iman is being attacked from every direction. Allah gave us a beautiful, great protection. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Batil cannot attack this Quran, not from the front and not from behind. This Quran will repel batil. This Quran will protect your iman. This Quran will protect your deen. And more importantly, this Quran will cleanse and soften your heart. So don't even have this attitude in Ramadan. That Taraweeh where they're reading Ya'lamun Ta'lamun, where there is no connection and shaghaf with the Quran. Look forward to Ramadan. Read Quran so much. Beginning it may be hard, but as you will apply yourself, Allah's qasam, that maza, that mitas, that sweetness that Allah has kept in His kalam, if once you acquaint yourself with it, you will not be able to live without it. Such a Quran we were given. Look around us, there are still those even in this era and period, 10 paras, 15 paras, 20 paras, outside Ramadan every day they read. There are those individuals that complete one khatam of the Quran. Weigh that against you and I and ask ourselves how long it takes us to make one khatam of the Quran. Some of us one whole year and we don't make one khatam of the Quran. So Ramadan is coming, muqaddima, preparation, tayyari is what? Quran. Soften the heart. Soften the heart. This heart becomes hard with what? With shirk. Becomes hard with looking at the daughters of others. With zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, with music, with haram. Becomes hard with what? With committing major sins. So preparation of Ramadan, tawbah. Preparation of Ramadan, istighfar. And unfortunately, majority of us are looking for shortcut. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one beautiful, beautiful istighfar. In fact, in the hadith, sahih hadith, my Nabi said, Sayyidul istighfar. Sayyidul istighfar. There is no better manner in which you can ask Allah to forgive you than these words that our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not just taught us, he introduced it like this. Because what shan we learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his du'as, from his seerah, we learn the shan of ubudiyat, becoming Allah's abd, Allah's slave. I am nothing, Ya Allah, you are everything. Look at this dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Sayyidul Istighfar. Even if you don't understand Arabic, in the Arabic language, Kaf means to you, my Allah, anta you. I am nothing, you are everything. Look at how, in his expressions, Allahumma anta Rabbi, you are my Rabb. La ilaha illa anta, only you. خلقتني, you created me. أنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. You created me. I am your slave. To the best of my ability, I've handed myself over to the promise and covenant I made with you. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek protection in you from all the gunas that I am making. All the haram that I am doing. And what is worse? Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. Oh Allah, I attest, I acknowledge your countless bounties upon me, your ni'mats upon me. I used it the wrong way. You gave me eyes not to look at daughters of others. You gave me ears not to listen to haram music. You gave me this feet not to walk away from the masjid. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. Oh my Allah, I admit, I attest, I acknowledge all your bounties upon me. And I have no excuse. Abu laka bi dhanbi. Abu laka bi dhanbi. I admit, may iqrari mujrim hu. I have no excuse, I am weak. Faghfirli, forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Now break this dua down. Break this dua down. Allahumma anta rabbi tawheed. La ilaha illa anta tawheed. خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَسْتَطَعْتُ عُبُودِيَّتْ. I am the slave of Allah. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. There is no deity besides you. You created me. I am on your covenant and promise to the best of my ability. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. I am drowning in your favors and your mounties and your mercy. Abu laka bi dhanbi. I am drowning in sins. So I admit my weakness. Faghfirli. What is faghfirli? Tawbah, istighfar. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. What is this? This is raja and hope in the mercy of Allah. So in one dua, in one expression, my Nabi, Allahu Akbar, ek pura samandar ko chuze mein bhar diya. My Nabi has taken the whole ocean and put it into one cup for us. Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness, Allah's ubudiyat, i'tirafun ni'ma, attesting to one's weakness, asking for forgiveness, making tawbah, placing your raja and hope and trust upon Allah, all in one expression. Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers, when are we going to acknowledge the loss that we have incurred by not learning the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And my Nabi didn't just teach us this. He said this is Sayyid. This is the master, this is the leader of istighfar. There is no better way that you can ask Allah to forgive you than this way. So before Ramadan, bring this in your life. Take the trouble of learning. What did he tell Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala? He said, Oh Abdullah, ughdu aliman wa mutallima. اغدو عالما او متعلما ولا تغدو فيما بين ذلك فانما بين ذلك جاهل. He said, Abdullah, every morning when you leave your house with this jazba and zeen that I want to learn and teach deen. Every day learn something. If you feel you've gone too old, the brain cells died, then learn three words of this dua. Allahumma anta rabbi, first day. Then read it. La ilaha illa anta, second day. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. How easy this is. Where is the difficulty? Dunya, what and what we are prepared to do. Many of us have already planned the December holidays. We know which vacation package is cheap. We got the flights planned, the itinerary planned. We'll go and look, go on the Google and internet and study those destinations. What are the popular sightseeing places? For dunya, we are doing so much. He said, Abdullah, when you leave your house in the morning, leave as one who is learning or teaching deen. And don't be in any other category. Why? Because the only other category that remains is jahil and ignorant person. Not jahil of dunya, jahil of deen. So one is Quran. And the point I forgot to mention, in Quran, understand my respected brothers, kaan khol kar sun lena. When it comes to Quran, not just reading anyhow. Arabic language is delicate. For example, ta and ta, dhal, za, dha, tha. For every Muslim to learn to articulate these letters correctly is farz-e-ain. It is absolutely compulsory. And if we will not do this, we have to answer before Allah. Allah commands us, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So read Quran and learn Quran. Make istighfar. ask Allah to forgive you. This one example of istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Allahu Akbar. Man qalaha. Man qalaha fi subhi muqinan biha. He said that ummati of mine who will get up in the morning, maybe for example after Fajr Salah, and he will read this. Ask Allah to forgive him with these words. Muqinan biha. Muqinan biha. What is the caveat? He said with yaqeen. How can there be yaqeen if you don't learn it? How can there be yaqeen if you don't ponder over it? If you don't want to learn the Arabic, learn the English. Read the English with the Arabic. Ponder. Oh Allah, you are my Rabb. There is no deity besides you. You created me. I am on your covenant and your promise to the best of my ability. Oh Allah, I admit all my sins. Oh Allah, I attest to the bound to the rain pouring of bounties and favors of yours upon me. Oh Allah, I may ikrari mujrimhu. I admit my weakness. I am a sinner. Oh my Allah, forgive me. Because no one besides you forgives. This you. Allah loves this. Allah loves this. When you humble yourself like this. Sin, all of us are making sin. Farishtas, we're not farishtas. Anbiya, we're sinless. You and I are sinners. We may fool people. They may think you're a great, very pious person. Piety doesn't mean you don't commit sins. Sins we are making. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah wants you to ask for forgiveness. Allah wants you to clean and clean and clean. This is how you clean. Man qalaha hina yusbih muqinan biha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who will say this with yaqeen in the morning, famata qabla an yumsi, and he died on that day. Sharabi, kababi, whatever he was, but with yaqeen, he asked Allah to forgive him in this manner, with Sayyidul Istighfar, and he died before the sun set on that day. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Fahuwa min ahlil jannah. He is a jannati. He is a jannati. Such is the mercy of Allah. Wa man qalaha khina yumsi muqinan biha famata qabla an yusbih fahuwa min ahli al-jannah. He said after Maghrib Salah or at night, you read this Sayyidul Istighfar, you asked Allah to forgive you with yaqeen and with conviction, and you died on that night. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, jannati, you are a jannati. Fahuwa min ahli al-jannah. Preparation, cleanse this heart of sin. Cleanse this heart of sin. And then, with this, there is another type of mail. There is another type of dirt. There is another type of filth. The sad reality, Quran to some extent is there. Istighfar to some extent is there. This concern, this worry to cleanse this heart of this other type of filth, unfortunately, illa mashallah, that has come out of the ummah. When we look in Quran, when we look into hadith, what does my Allah say? Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banoon. A day is coming. Your wealth is not going to help you. Your lineage and your family is not going to help you. Your worldly status and position is not going to help you. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Who will be honored on that day? Those who will meet Allah biqalbin salim. With a heart that is clean of shirk. With a heart that is clean of kufr. With a heart that is clean of major sins. And don't stop there. Don't stop there. The heart has to be clean of nafrat. Of dislike, of hatred, of enmity, of jealousy, of rancor. This cleanliness, unfortunately, what did Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? Al-mu'min لا يحمل في قلبه غلا على مؤمن. He said, you cannot have iman if your heart is full of hatred for others. If you're always plotting and planning, you have a dirty eye towards everyone. What did Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He said, Al-Qalbu wi'aun. He said, this heart is a container. This heart is a container. Fanzur bima tamla'uhu. Be very careful what you put into this heart. Be very careful. Someone swore Ali radiallahu anhu. This is an example. Shatama rajulun aliyan radiallahu anhu. Someone publicly demeaned him. Swore him. Insulted him. What did he do? Roll his sleeves up. Make baddua for that person. Stop talking to him. Break off ties. What did Ali radiallahu anhu do? They learned from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my brother, ya akhi, my brother, in kana fiyya ma taqul, whatever you have insulted me about and accused me about, if it is in my life, faghafarallahu li, I ask Allah to forgive me. Wa in lam yakun fiyya ma taqul, faghafarallahu lak. But if what you are accusing me of is not in my life, if it is not in my life, you are harming my reputation, you are taunting me, you are tainting my reputation and my honor. If what you are accusing me of is not in my life, then all I do, faghafarallahu lak, I ask Allah to forgive you. This was akhlaq. This was cleaning the inside. What did my Nabi, Suila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyun Nasi Afdal? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question, who is the greatest, who is the best, who is the most virtuous amongst you? Who is the best Muslim? Tahajjud Guzar, Rozedar. Like I said, there are many that still read Quran today. Many that still make istighfar. Many that are pabund on fasting. Many that are pabund. But this, what did my Nabi say? The best amongst you, kullu makhmumil qalb saduqul lisan. He said it is that person who, when he speaks the truth and his heart is makhmum. Sahaba said, ma makhmumul qalb. Ya Rasulullah, who is that person who is makhmumul qalb? He said, huwa attaqiyun naqi alladhi la ithma fi wala baghya wala غل ولا حسد أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Weigh this in the light of our priorities. He said, the best one amongst you, in whose heart is taqwa, his heart is pure, he doesn't commit sins openly. And then what did my Nabi say? Three things. There isn't hatred in the heart. There isn't jealousy in the heart. There isn't rancor and dislike for others in the heart. What is this? When our heart becomes a container of nafrat, of looking down upon others. First, understand my respected brothers, the month of maghfirat is coming. Ramadan is coming. You want to prepare? Listen to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, yughfaru likulli ahad. He said that Amal yurfaul amal kulla ithnain wa khamis. Every Monday and Thursday, the amal of my ummat are raised up. May Allah's mercy is such, fayaghfirullahu likulli ahad illa man ashraka billah. Besides a mushrik, Allah forgives everyone except who? الَّذِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَخْنَا. If there is anyone amongst you who has broken ties with someone, who has hatred for others, the door to maghfirat is closed. The door to rahmat is closed. The door to forgiveness is closed. The door to jannat is closed. Allah commands the angels, أَنْذِرُوا هَذَيْنْ حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَا. Till they don't clean their hearts, keep their affair one side, they will never receive maghfirat. So what is the preparation? Shahrul maghfirah, shahrul tawbah. This heart, clean it. Not only of guna and shirk, clean it of this nafrat. Allahu Akbar. We've heard the hadith many times. I'm going to mention it by way of muzakara. Because today, unfortunately, this concept or idea that cleanliness of the heart is not just deen, it is the highest form of deen. This has come out of us. Khadimur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas bin Malik, my Nabi addresses him. How does he address him? Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son, in istata'ta an tusbiha wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahad fa'fal. Allahu Akbar, how beautifully, more muhsin, more kind, a muallim and teacher, more mushfiq than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can never find. He said, oh my beloved child, oh my beloved son, if you have the ability, and tusbiha wa tumsiya. Tusbiha wa tumsiya means this is a 24-hour chakkar. This can never stop. Masjid al-Hilal, come here in the morning, you'll see all these poor brothers that are khadims of the masjid who we take for granted, we look down upon them. See how they clean the masjid every day. We see in the haram also, what is all the time? Washing, cleaning, detergents, moving. Because the nature of this world, if you don't clean, will get dirty. So you have to keep cleaning. Major cleaning has to take place before Ramadan. So he says, Anas, morning and evening, all the time, if you have the ability to keep cleaning, keep cleaning, keep cleaning, keep cleaning what? Remove nafrat, remove jealousy, remove hatred, remove looking down upon him. Oh, I'm not talking to him. Why? He never invited me. I proposed for his daughter, he didn't give. What is daughter? Is a piece of meat or something? He doesn't have the right. Any small excuse. He didn't look at me nicely. Or you did this to me, you did that to me. Understand, this nafrat is destroying us. This is fasadul qalb. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah, what did he say? لا ينبغي لمؤمن لا ينبغي لمؤمن. It is impossible for you to reach كمال البر حقيقة البر, the height of true iman. Impossible, you will never reach it until أن حتى يكون قلبه سليما للمسلمين. Until your heart is not clean, you will never reach the heights of taqwa. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah used to say, fasadul qalb adghat min fasadil amal. Worse than the destruction of your deeds is the destruction of the heart. Clean. Oh my beloved son, if you have the ability, an tusbiha wa tust wa tumsiya wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahad. And there isn't one iota of malice, envy, jealousy, hatred in your heart. Fafal, do so, my son. And then he didn't stop, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? Ya bunayya. Again now. Ya bunayya. Oh, my beloved son. Wadhalika min sunnati. What is this wadhalika min sunnati? This is my special sunnah. Look at the nuance of this. Ask the ulama. وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِ. This is my special sunnah. Dil ki safai, dil ki safai, dil ki safai. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He who loves my sunnah, in this context, specially this sunnah, forgive others, let it go, stop nurturing nafrat like how you nurture a child. Let it go. He said, the one who loves my sunnah loves me, and the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. A lot of times you hear somebody passed away. Sometimes he was clean shaven. Sometimes he was far away from deen. He wasn't known about anything special. But somebody will come and tell you, I saw that person in a dream. Very good dream. He was in Jannat. I saw that person in the gardens enjoying himself. Then you dig into it and you find out, what was it? What was special about that person? He never used to make a lot of ibadat and so on. Not that ibadat, all that is in his place. But more often than not, what will you find out? They'll say, this person, his heart was clean. He had no problem with anyone. He wasn't fighting. There wasn't nafrat. He used to forgive. I'm going to terminate on one incident. We're running out of time. Understand, we've heard it many times by way of muzakara. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi, look at the manner in which he presents this. He says, يَتَّلِيُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, oh my sahaba, points to the door. Just now, someone is coming to enter this masjid. He is a jannati. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi is telling you that man is a jannati on this earth. Little while later, Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu anhu enters. Sahabi, Ansari Sahabi of Medina, tantifu lihyatuhu min wudu'ihi. His beard is wet, he had just made wudu. Allaqa na'alayhi bi usbu'ihi al-yusra. In his left hand he was carrying his shoes. Simple person, not well known in Medina, he enters. But what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell Sahaba? Jannati. Not one day, 3 days in a row. 3 days in a row. يَتَّلِيُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. I'm cutting it short because we have run out of time. There was one Sahabi. I just want to introduce him very quickly. Among Sahaba, he was known as أَعْبَدُ Sahaba. Youngster, Abdullah bin Amr bin As. When I say أَعْبَدُ Sahaba, historically it is proven. He would make one khatam of the Quran every day. Whole night tahajjud. And fast every day. He hears this. Now imagine a man who's making so much of ibadat. What is he thinking naturally? He's not there in the rewire, but he's thinking naturally. What is the special amal this person must be doing? I read one whole Quran every day. I fast every night. I fast every day. My whole night is in tahajjud. What must he be doing? So what does he do? Makes a plan. Goes to the elderly sahabi, Sa'd bin Malik. He says, you know what? I had an argument with my father. Can I stay a few nights in your house? He says, no problem. No argument. But what he wanted to see what was special. Cutting the incident short. Night, jumps into bed, puts the chadar over his eyes, pretending to sleep, watching that man. What will that man do? That person comes in, Allahumma bismika amutu akhya, he's sleeping. Whole night sleeping. Medina, that time even the munafiq would wake up for tahajjud. This man is not waking up for tahajjud also. He's wondering, what's going on? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jannati, jannati, jannati. Here he's sleeping. He says, the only thing I noticed, idha ta'arra in qalaba fil layl. Sometimes he would snore and turn over like a person naturally does in his sleep. Whenever he did that, dhakar Allah, he used to make Allah's zikr. Azan of Fajr, he wakes up. Now Abdullah bin Amr is confused. I thought this man whole night the ground would be wet with his tears. What's special about him? Second night, third night, 3 nights in a row. All this person is doing is that. Finally, he can't contain himself anymore. He says, listen, chacha, there was no problem with my father. I just made one excuse. 3 days in a row, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, jannati, jannati, jannati. What is so special? I haven't seen anything. What are you doing? What wazifa? What amal? What mujahada? He says, my child, I am what you saw, there's nothing. Now, he can't contain himself. Sadiqul Amin, what Rasulullah has said is the truth. There's no doubt in it. Here, he's seeing something completely different. As he is about to leave, finally Sa'd bin Malik takes pity on him. He says, okay, hold on, come here. There is one thing. What is it? Can't call kar sullena. We've run out of time. We want to prepare for Ramadan, prepare this heart. Prepare this heart. ذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is my sunnah. The one who loves this sunnah, the one who loves my sunnah, the one who will practice, he will be with me. What does he say? He says, oh my child, there isn't one iota of ghish, hatred, nafrat, enmity, malice, jealousy in my heart for anyone. And وَلَا أَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا. وَلَا أَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ مَا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ. And if anyone becomes fortunate, Allah blesses him with a child, Allah blesses him with wealth, Allah blesses him with any good, from the bottom of my heart I give dua and I become happy. I am not jealous in any way. When Abdullah bin Amr bin As, أَعْبَدُ Sahaba, hears this, this is what we need to understand. What is the reaction? He says, yes, no, no. هَذَا 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 هُوَ. He says, yes, this is it, this is it, this is it. And أَعْبَدُ Sahaba, he says, I am unable to do this. Every night tahajjud is important. But this mujahada, let it go. Forgive. Cleanse. And تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِيَ. The dirt comes clean it. The dirt comes clean it. The dirt comes clean it. And understand, وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. This is the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The door to maghfirat, the door to ijabat, the door to qabuliyat will open if we will cleanse this heart. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmat.